thought it was pretty cool what the Big Ten Network did. They did the all-decade basketball team. First team, Trey Burke out of Michigan, Draymond Green from Michigan State, Frank Kaminsky, Frank the Tank from Wisconsin, Evan Turner from Ohio State, Denzel Valentine from Michigan State. On the second team, all Big Ten for the decade, 2010 up until 2020, Carson Edwards from Purdue, Ethan Happ from Wisconsin, Victor Oladipo from Indiana, Jared Sullinger from Ohio State, and Cassius Winston of Michigan State was on the second team. All-decade third team, Aaron Kraft from Ohio State, Yogi Ferrell from Indiana, Juwan Johnson from Purdue, Jordan Murphy from Minnesota, and D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State. Caleb Swanigan also from Purdue, and the all-decade coach, Tom Izzo. There you go. Four Big Ten regular season and tournament titles. Three Final Four appearances, 2010, 2015, 2019. There's your all-decade coach, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider. He is standing by live with the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. And what do you think of that all Big Ten or all decade basketball team and Izzo as coach of the decade?
It's pretty good to me. I think they put a lot of time into it. And I think that there was, I think you should give a lot of weight to players that help their teams get to the Final Four. I think that's probably part of it, but a lot of times those players are the ones that indeed were the best, like Kaminsky and Burke, and if you look at Green and Valentine and some of those guys, Green did a lot of work as a sophomore and freshman to get to the Final Four. His team was the number one seed going into the tournament as a senior, Sweet 16, had the injury to Brandon Dawson, which depleted the lineup. They played through it that year in the Big Ten tournament, but was, I think that they used a lot of fuel in the Big Ten tournament, and that hurt them 2 weeks later. They had a Sunday-Thursday turnaround, playing on a Sunday, and then having to turn around and play Thursday in Phoenix, and that was not a team with enough depth that could handle that. With Dawson, maybe they would have went further. And he might have gotten a third Final Four. But interesting to talk about, especially this time of year with no sports going on. And I think they put a lot of work into it. It looks pretty solid to me.
If you're a Michigan State fan, on the first and second team, you get Cassius on the second team, Draymond and Denzel on the first all-decade, or the first team all-decade in the Big Ten. And you get Tom Izzo as the all-decade coach. That says something about Michigan State basketball.
Do you think Winston should have been on instead of Valentine?
You know, there was some debate. Well, Burke shouldn't have been there. No, get out of here. That Winston should have been there in place of Burke. And some Michigan State people were saying Valentine, Cassius, and Draymond deserved to be on that. No, the debate would be when you look at Valentine and you look at what Cassius did. It's a good debate, man. I mean, straight up. I'll ask you this, Comp. Straight up, yeah. Who meant more to their team, Denzel or Cassius?
I think Winston. And you're talking about the all-time Big Ten assist leader.
Right.
And that carries a lot of weight. And Winston, you know, he didn't get a fourth NCAA tournament because of the COVID virus. I mean, if he takes a team to the Final Four, that might have been enough to flip-flop it right there. My vote would have been Winston over Valentine. I like Valentine a lot, but I think I would go Winston over Valentine. I mean, I've not looked at their career numbers and really looked at all the statistics and all of those things, but just the curb appeal. I'm going to go with Winston, especially that all-time Big Ten assist record.
I think what got Valentine in the 2016 AP National Player of the Year. That was
that's
difference.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, to be the National Player of the Year. And you're right, Cassius not getting the full Big Ten or NCAA tournaments this past spring because of COVID-19. and the pandemic probably kept him from being on that first team. I mean, if he would have had another run to the Final Four, you might have pushed out Burke for Winston. You might have had Draymond, Denzel, and Cassius on that team, or you knock Evan Turner out, and it would have been Winston, Burke, Draymond, Frank the Tank, Kaminsky, and Denzel on that first team if Winston would have had a deep Big Ten and NCAA tournament run back in March and April.
And he was starting to come along late in the year, and I think when they got together and put together that team, I suspect Cassius Winston not having the senior year that I'm sure Cassius wished he could have had because of some unspeakable distractions. You know, there was he wasn't himself. He was still very, very good, but not quite what he could have been and would have been without the tragedy. Now, Winston going into the year was a favorite for National Player of the Year. I don't know if he would have beaten out Toppin, probably not, but going into the year, he was one of the top candidates for that. Draymond Green got some votes as a senior for National Player of the Year, won a couple of awards, I think, for National Player of the Year. So Winston was in position to do the same, but had a lot of things happen, as we all remember. And I suspect when the Big Ten people put that together and looked at his senior year was good, but maybe not great for understandable reasons. But he was coming along at the end of the year, and we'll never know what the final chapters would have been.
All-decade Big Ten player, or the player of the decade, will be announced tomorrow, so I assume that will come from the Big Ten All-Decade First Team. So is it Trey Burke? Is it Draymond? Is it Frank Kaminsky, who also was a National Player of the Year in 2015? Is it Evan Turner, who was a National Player of the Year in 2010 from Columbus? Denzel, National Player of the Year in 2016. And I mentioned, along with Burke, who was National Player of the Year in 2013, one of those five guys get the All-Decade Big Ten Player of those 10 years. Who's it going to be?
Ooh. So was Trey Burke, he was National Player of the Year?
Yeah, consensus National Player of the Year 2013. I did not know that until I was looking at these bios from the Big Ten Network.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Was he in two Final Fours? He was in two Final Fours.
He had Louisville. Was it two?
Yeah, they lost to Duke once, and I think it was 2014 and 2015. So,
was it two Final Fours or two? Where did they lose to Duke in a Final Eight? I'm not sure. It was Kentucky. Did they lose to Kentucky? Was that the McGarry got suspended? I don't have all the numbers in front of me.
They beat Kentucky and lost to Duke in the championship game, and they were leading Duke late, and you know there were some questionable fouls, but they were a very good team.
Yeah, they lost in Louisville. I know they lost to Louisville in the title game.
And in 14, they lost. Wisconsin lost in the Final Four. So he went to two Final Fours, I think. Kaminsky did. Kaminsky might be the
right
guy.
Yeah, Kaminsky might be the. He was 2015 consensus National Player of the Year. So the
two Final Fours,
right? And the All-Decade Player, or the Player of the Decade for the Big Ten, will be announced tomorrow. So you think it'll be Kaminsky?
That would be my vote.
I don't know if Denzel, to me, doesn't seem like the best player the Big Ten had for a decade. I don't know if Burke doesn't fit that. Evan Turner doesn't fit that for me. Draymond, you know, you can make an argument, has had a better pro career. Nothing against what he did at Michigan State, and he was the NABC Player of the Year in 2012. But, yeah, from a college perspective, I might agree with you that I'll probably lean towards Frank the Tank Kaminsky.
Yeah, played the two Final Fours as a junior and a senior, had a great career.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it'd be my phone. He was great. He was great.
All right, before I let you go, who's the next big thing for Izzo at Michigan State? Will Rocket Watts grow into a Cassius-like potential All-American Big Ten Player of the Year? Izzo always has these guys rise and become, you know, part of the national spotlight on Spartan basketball. So who's the next All-American or next big thing for Izzo and Michigan State basketball?
Yeah, Rocket Watts. I mean, Izzo just loves him. as a competitor, as the quickness with the first step. So he's just scratching his surface. He'll be able to do, off the dribble, shooting, off the dribble, scoring. He's such a competitive, team-oriented guy. He'll be in the film room figuring out ways to become a better passer to run the offense. So I think he's got a Kalen Lucas type of future here in the short term, and then maybe better later on. Kalen was Big Ten Player of the Year and went down with injuries as a junior and senior. Otherwise, he would have been one of the all-timers in the conference history, I think. But Watts, similar Jets, better scoring range, better streak scoring explosiveness. So he's just scratching the surface. It'll be interesting to see what Watts becomes. In the meantime, you got to keep your eye on Xavier Tillman, Aaron Henry. Good indications now that Aaron Henry will be coming back. It's smartly and wisely to do that. Tillman is going to wait and see. You know, they're still talking with NBA people. They're going to get an indication from NBA scouts and NBA general managers, waiting to see if the NBA, if there's an NBA team that will guarantee Xavier Tillman that they will draft him. If he's available, then he'll go ahead and go pro. But he's waiting to get those communications from NBA people, and that's going to take us deep into July before he gets a strong indication on that. So the next big thing for Michigan State basketball is whether Tillman comes back, and then what Rocket Watts becomes.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com is the go-to online community for Michigan State sports fans. SpartanMeg.com. Comp, thanks for your thoughts on the Big Ten All-Decade Hoops team, which featured Tom Izzo as coach of the decade, Draymond Green and Tenzel from Michigan State, Frank Kaminsky, the big man in the middle from Wisconsin, Trey Burke from Michigan, and also Evan Turner from Ohio State. On the second team, Cassius Winston was featured. So, Comp, thank you. Keep coaching your son's Little League team. And are you eating chips talking to me right now?
No, I'm putting some groceries away.
Okay, wanted to make sure. I love you, Comp, okay?
All right, good. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. I thought he was going to start eating chips on air. I'm ready to hang up on him. He's like, all right, Bill's done. He's just going through the old Big Ten decade team. And he's probably looking at a bag of chips from when the groceries come. Like, you can't wait to open something, right? You can't. You tear into it like you're a wild animal.